The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We got a couple things going on. We have a trivia question out there. If you would like to attend bass class, this is a $50 ticket and a day of learning about bass fishing. If you're a beginner, a veteran, or just want to hang out with some fishing guys, you know, a good place up there in Havre de Grace at the Maritime Museum, you can win a day at bass class. It's next Saturday, 10 to 4, in Havre de Grace. Our buddy Tacklebox Tim Sherman has conducted this class for a number of years. And the question's very simple. There are six anglers who have won both the Bassmasters Classic and the Forest Wood Cup, the FLW Tour. They've scored on both. They've been winners in both. And not the same year, but, you know, through a couple of different years. But there are only six professional bass anglers who have won both those contests. Name one of them. And you can go to bass class. And now the qualifier is, please only call if you are going to go. How about that? That's number one. Number two, we've got a couple tickets for the Eastern Outdoor Show. It used to be called that. Now it's the Great American Outdoor Show, in Harrisburg. Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And you've been hearing the commercials for a long time on that. If you'd like to go, that starts February 4th through the 12th. It starts next Saturday, I believe. at least that's what they tell me. And I've got a couple tickets. I'll give away a pair of tickets to somebody who inspires me. And now if I've got to ask you a trivia question, I'll be glad to do that. But come call me up with a hunting adventure, a good joke, clean joke, if you want. If it's outdoors related, that would be even better. A fishing story. Maybe stump me with a question. If you can, we'll play Stump the Host on this one too. So you can, you can win in a variety of ways. So Pepe will be taking your phone calls on that. Why don't we just start it off by asking a very simple trivia question. Very simple. And somebody can, and again, don't win the tickets if you're not going to go. You got, 12 days or whatever it is to go to this event, 12 days, whatever, to go to this event in Harrisburg, and you will enjoy it, I'm sure, I have no doubt. But let's see. What can I ask him? Think of anything, Pepe? Think of any outdoors-oriented questions there, Pepe? You're looking for it right now. Okay. Let's see. How about, let's talk about something as common as a white-tailed deer. Very simple. Here's your choice. You can answer this question or you can answer, one or two of these questions. All right. Does the number of points on a deer's antlers have anything to do with its age, as far as indicating its age, the number of points, or what is the gestation period of a female deer, a white-tailed doe? What is the gestation period in days, or Does the number of points on a deer's antlers indicate its age? There you go. Easy. Let's see what we got. Bill in Baltimore. Bill's going to answer. All right. Morning, Bill. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Yeah, I was going to deer antlers.
Yeah.
That don't have anything to do with their age.
It doesn't have anything to do with their age.
No.
So the number of points does not.
No.
Well, that's correct.
Thank you.
I mean, how simple was the question? Okay.
That was pretty simple.
It was pretty simple, yes. All right. However, that does allow me to tell the folks that may or may not know that the deer's antlers tend to get progressively larger, wider, and thicker as the deer continues to age. Would you agree with that?
Exactly.
Every time the deer sheds a set of antlers, if it remains healthy and the nutrition is the same or you know.
Right, and genetics too.
Genetics and nutrition are the two things that affect antler growth, but let's say everything remains constant in the deer's life, you know, it's got the same nutritional opportunities, it's got the same genetics, it's got the same, you know, basic health throughout its life. The progression is, you know, small set of antlers to, you know, year and a half old, maybe spikes 4 point. I've seen some year and a half old 6 points, you know. 2.5, it might get a little more points and a little wider, a little thicker. And then as it continues to grow and mature, that deer, if allowed to grow, will continue to grow those sizable antlers. And this is why we allow deer to mature, because those good genetics are spread throughout the herd. But once it gets to a certain point, once that deer reaches 6.5, 7.5 years old, it's pretty well past its prime when it comes to breeding, but it's at the peak of its antler growth. So this is when that animal is a mature animal, and that's what you're looking for. That's what you want to, you know, the larger antlers, of course, everybody likes big, you know, big racks on their bucks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what there, Bill, you hang on the line. And we'll let Pepe get your name and address, and we'll write that down, and I'll get those tickets out to you. Make sure we get your phone number, too.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
All right, Bill. Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. John in Perry Hall, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm well. What's up?
Good. I was just calling. I heard you mention you had tickets for the outdoor show, the NRA are at that outdoor show. I want you to know I've been going to that show for, 30 years.
Yeah.
And this is my last year I'm going because I'm retiring to West Virginia, and I don't think I'll be making the drive up to Maryland no more. So, but I'm really looking forward to my last show.
And just jump on 81 and roll up there, buddy. What part of West Virginia are you retiring to?
You ever heard of Lewisburg?
Tell me where it's at.
Okay, about 67 miles west of southwest of Beckley. How about that? Heard of Beckley?
Yeah, I know where Beckley is. So you're down there. You're down there a pretty good chunk.
Yes, sir. That's why I think it'll be my last trip. I'm going to the show.
But, yeah.
But I'm retired to the mountains where lots of hunting, lots of fishing, and nobody to bother you.
I envy you, brother. I do.
Lower taxes.
Yeah.
Lower violence.
Yeah, and you don't have to get up and get dressed every day if you don't want to. You can go hunt right outside your back door and go fishing every day. I love that idea, man.
I'm telling you, where I'm going, there's more deer and bear than there is people, and that's a fact.
No, I got you, John. All right. Well, did you have an answer for me?
What's that, for the fishing? I mean, for the...
For the trivia, yeah.
Was there a question for the tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I just jumped up and grabbed the phone. What's your question?
Well, are you a deer hunter?
Yes, sir.
What's the gestation period in days for white-tailed doe?
3 days.
No, not the conception period, the gestation period. How long does it take for her to drop the fawn once she's bred? How long is that?
Oh, geez. Well, they get pregnant in November.
Yeah.
And I guess they dropped sometime in, what, is it May?
All right.
What's that, November, December, January, February, March, April, May? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months.
Close enough, John. Close enough.
What is it, June?
No, 200 days.
Oh, okay.
200 days. Close enough.
I must have been pretty close.
Yeah, you were. 7 months, 7 times 3 is 210. That's close enough. We'll give it to you. We'll give that one to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, John. And only because I'm jealous of you.
Well, you can come on down to the front of the room where we're going, where I'm going.
All right, well, hold the line.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
Right to carry state.
Do what?
Right to carry.
Oh, right to carry. Yeah, right to carry. You're right. Yep, absolutely.
Without a permit.
Correct.
As long as you're of age and you have no felony record.
Correct. Perfect.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, look, do me a favor. Stay on the line. Pepe will write down your name, your phone number, address. I'll get those tickets out to you, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Pepe's got the call. And you got it, Pepe? All right. I hope so. All right. Well, that's pretty cool right there. That's for sure. Okay, let's see. I got a text here from my buddy Bill in Westminster. Let's see. What's he say? Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one there, Bill. That's a good question. I know who would know. That's a good question. I'm gonna find out the answer before I ask the question. I like it. Okay, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I think that'll do it for today on the tickets. We're still looking for an answer on the bass class. If anybody wants to go next Saturday to Havre de Grace Maritime Museum, 10 to 4, and sit down and take a half a dozen courses on, you know, just listen to the experts explain their techniques on how to fish for bass and that type of thing. I think it's a wonderful experience. I sat in on one of these a while back with Tackle Box Tim Sherman, and, you know, they provide lunch, and all you got to do is show up. Everything's there. And you'll have a good time learning about bass fishing. And the question is very simple. Who won both the Bassmasters Classic and the Forrest L. Wood Cup? That's the FLW Tour. There are 6 anglers that have succeeded in winning both of those. And you're certainly welcome to guess that to go to bass class. So, all right. Oh. Have you heard about this recent spate of bobcat rabies around the country? I'll tell you what, there's some pretty bad stuff out there in the environment, and we're seeing reports of bobcats that are attacking pets and people. We're seeing there's some foxes out there that are rabid, raccoons, and we have a pretty bad rabies problem here in Maryland too. Montgomery County leads the charge and has been leading it with the reported cases of rabies in wildlife. The trappers have to be aware of that this time of year when they're trapping and that type of thing. So let's see. Let's talk to Tim there in Glendon. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I was hoping you could give me some insight on the Maryland Fishing Challenge that was held for a number of years but wasn't held last fall.
Yeah.
I actually caught a citation fish, and I was looking forward to going down to Sandy Point because I went there in September 2015. Great event, had a great time, actually won a prize.
Yeah, you had one of the best MCs there, too, that year.
Yeah, I believe you were involved. And you got a free T-shirt. It was a nice T-shirt. And it was a nice day.
Yeah, I know.
Can you tell me? I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with the budget, but like,
well, you hit the nail right on the head. It has everything to do with the budget. You know, the Diamond Jim fish, the striped tag striped bass was. That became a debacle. They were tagging all these fish, and they were all concentrated in one spot, I believe, in 2014. And they caught 50-some of the tagged diamond gem fish. And they did wind up catching the winner, I believe, that year and gave away the big prize. But the amount of manpower it went to go verify these fish and to administer the lie detector test. I mean, the NRP was spending all their time dealing with the tagged striped bass. They had no time to do anything else, believe it or not. And that became a very, very unwieldy part. The amount of money that was spent on those fishing trips, paying those charter captains to go out and catch those fish, was just unwieldy. And I mean, it was a huge, times were tough. And times are still tough in fisheries, and the budget just did not support the fact that they could, let's put it this way, the budget was so unwieldy, they weren't seeing the return on their investment.
Right. Well, okay. We've had a citation program in Maryland forever.
Yep.
And it's just a shame that, at least that part of the program, the citation program, was really nice. You got a really nice call.
Yeah, well, you still got that. Yeah, and the other stuff was the icing on the cake. But, administrations change and things change and budgets change. So,
it's done forever.
What's that? What'd you say?
Is the annual get together that's never going to happen again?
Probably not, unless there's another change in direction right now in the fisheries, fishing and boating service. So
okay.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, now I was the MC the last 2 years and saw it. Wow, I mean, the Fishing Challenge, it used to have a public event. I was helpful in one of the first ones where we gave away two. Two Toyota pickup trucks.
Wow!
I was there on that day, huh?
It was a heck of a nice day.
Yeah, I mean, I was very. People don't know how much behind the scenes stuff I was doing, or how intimately involved I was in that fishing challenge at the beginning. But things change. People move, and new people come in, and you just things happen, unfortunately. But yeah, the budget was the biggest reason, and the year that all the fish were concentrated in one spot in the bay, and everybody knew where they all were, all those tagged stripers and. Like I said, that was the year that they kind of scratched their heads and went, we can't do this anymore. So, all right.
Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya. There he goes. Rudy, Kent Island. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. And how about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. First of all, congratulations to you and Robin.
Oh, thank you very much.
I am so tickled for you. My Debbie and I have been married going on 43 years, so I'm a big supporter, big fan. So congratulations, and I wish you guys the best.
Thanks, Rudy. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I had a trivia question if you wanted to ask your listening audience.
Okay.
If they can name two Maryland critters that actually change sex as they mature.
Name two Maryland critters.
Yep, two Maryland bay critters.
Yeah, bay critters.
Or ocean, aquatic critters, put it that way.
Okay, aquatic.
That actually change sex as they mature.
Ooh. I'm guessing you want to go to the Harrisburg show.
I don't. I probably would not make good use of it, but thank you anyway.
But that's a great question, and I will steal it from you. No, you offered it so graciously. I will accept your gift. Two Maryland Bay or Ocean aquatic critters that actually change sex as they mature.
Correct.
All right. Don't give the answer, but we'll put you on hold, Rudy.
Okay.
And you can give the answers to Pepe, and he'll hand deliver them to me. How's that sound?
Okay, that's perfect.
Beautiful, Rudy. Nice hearing from you.
Okay, good talking to you also.
Hey, have you been out on the have you been out tog fishing?
I have not. Nope. I went one time and got my hat handed to me.
Uh-huh.
But I do plan to go again.
Got it.
I enjoyed myself. The captain was wonderful. And I had a very generous, I'll say, fishing partner, but another person on the boat who gave me a really nice tog to take home because I came home empty-handed otherwise.
No, boy. Okay, buddy. Well, it sounds good. Thanks, Rudy. I appreciate the call.
Good talking to you,
Alan. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There goes Rudy. Oh, crap. Rudy, call back. I hung up on you. It wasn't Pepe. That was me. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to take a break right now. We've got to talk to you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is their address, just off Beltway Exit 9. And they're getting ready, gearing up for fishing season. Their big sale's coming up in March, but don't let that stop you because the perch are going to be running long before then, and they're started now. Trust me on that. There are perch biting out there right now. Here's the deal. They can fix your rod and reel. If you need a new tip or a new guide, they can clean your reel and lube it for you. They've done a number of reels for me. They can take and put fresh line on everything. I get my lines, reels re-spooled there all the time. So if you're going fishing, head to Clyde Sports Shop to make sure you get your gear right. And then once you get your gear right, you can get your license there if you want. You can also go and pick up any type of lure or bait for any type of fishing. You get your trout baits, your salmon eggs, your little crappy jigs, your little shad darts. You can get all the live bait you could need. You get your bobbers, your sinkers, your hooks. You get striper trolling lures, bass fishing gear. They've got it all. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, celebrating 60 years this year. 1957? 2017, 60 years. Clyde's.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12 gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son, that's 1,000 lifetimes old. We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds. Wear a clear head and a steady hand, that's all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, you'll hear that spirit say,
When the cotton falls at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
All right, we're back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Got the answers from Rudy. Those are interesting. Pretty common species that I didn't know that about, but never too old to learn something, you know? So, all right. Yes. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to call and share your thoughts about any hunting stories, maybe you're finally on the way to the goose blind today, or maybe you're headed out deer hunting later today. I'm going to do a little of that myself. It'll probably be the last hunt of the year for deer. Maybe not. We'll see. Here's an interesting story. Glen Burnie man faces felony weapons charges stemming from an investigation into illegal hunting and trespassing complaints in Harford County. The case of Vernon John Ginnack, 62, will be presented in Harford County Circuit Court on February 14th. He's charged with, Happy Valentine's Day, he's charged with two counts of illegal possession of firearms, possession of ammunition, trespassing on posted private property, and operating an off-road vehicle on private property. An officer was on foot patrol on the Exelon Corporation property on Darlington, October, to check on reports of illegal hunting. He found a loaded 30-30 caliber rifle, and I love the way they portrayed this, a 0.300 caliber rifle and ammunition inside a piece of PVC pipe hidden in the woods. Officers placed the utility's property under surveillance and saw Ginnack riding an all-terrain vehicle on it. Ginnack, or Knack, or Knacky, or whatever his name is, attempted to flee on the all-terrain vehicle and then on foot, but was apprehended. So he was. Police crime lab analysis determined that Ginnack's fingerprints matched those found on the rifle. Search of his Glen Burnie home turned up a second rifle. Earlier convictions on assault and burglary charges barred him from having firearms. Folks, I got to tell you, there's some ne'er-do-wells out there. Chuck in Bel Air, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Well, what's up?
I was just going to take a guess at the trivia.
Which one?
Which species change sex?
Okay, well, we didn't really ask the question, but you're welcome to guess.
Okay, I'm sure it's sea bass, and I think maybe tog is the second one.
Nope.
Not sea bass?
Sea bass, yes.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, though. What's the change? How does it change?
You know, I don't quite understand it. I've had the captain explain it to me.
How do they start?
I don't know. I'm gonna bail on that.
Well, since you got that one right, the black sea bass starts as a female.
Okay.
But as it matures, they become male.
Gotcha.
I don't know the answer. So, but that's great. That's great. Did you want to go to the Harrisburg show? Was that why you're calling?
No, I just taking a stab at it.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Well, look, congratulations. You got one of the two. So,
all right.
You will receive the respect of the listening audience and, of course, your peers.
Yeah, okay.
That's your reward, buddy. Thanks, Chuck.
Excellent.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Right. Yep. Rich in Westminster. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Good. I was just calling to see if you heard any update on that deer that was on the news the other night with the pretzel thing stuck to its head.
Oh, the one with the bucket on its head?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that? It didn't look quite like a bucket. It was one of those bulk pretzel things?
Exactly, yeah. They thought it was probably stuck its head in there to get the remaining salt that was in there or something to that effect. But
Was it a buck?
No, I think it was just a young... I think they said it was a yearling... I don't know if they said it was a button buck or what.
Uh-huh.
The young deer.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard anything. I saw the photo, but I did not. And I heard about the story, but I did not. I did not see any conclusion on that.
Okay, I was just wondering. So I've watched the news and all that. The following day, and I didn't see an update on the story.
Yeah.
I was just they said it can go a while, of course, without food, but they said it can breathe fine, but it can't drink.
Right, exactly. And if it sticks its head underwater, it's going to drown.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what efforts are being used on that.
They said DNR was like out there for a couple days in a row trying to locate it, and I assume they were going to try to tranquilize it.
Yeah, that would be the best thing they could do. We did have a buddy of mine, as a matter of fact, a regular listener here, Frank from Easton, sent me a video the other day. He was out on his deliveries. He drives a delivery truck, and he was out on his deliveries, and he saw a deer standing in a field that looked odd. And he pulled over, and he got his video camera out, and he started videotaping the deer, and it wasn't doing anything in particular. So he started to walk over to it and got within 3 feet of it, and the deer never moved. And, he walked all around this deer, and it's just standing there. And the right ear's drooping down. The deer's emaciated. And, the deer then ran a short distance and fell down. And he walked towards his truck. So he walked back to it, and the deer attempted to get up, couldn't get up, fell back down. And he left it and sent me these.
I hate to see that.
He sent me these videos. I said, okay. So what do you got? He goes, I don't know. So, you never know. Could have been hit by a car, suffered some kind of head injury or something like that. Could have been malnutrition from, getting too much corn. Well-meaning people feed deer corn this time of year and think they're doing them a favor when they're actually killing them.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't feed deer myself, but
right.
I didn't know they could malnourish a deer by feeding it corn.
Well, what happens is it gets acidosis, okay? When it gets into the winter, the deer's entire digestive system changes. It goes from grains and mast and, green crops to browse. Basically browsing on the ends of twigs and things like that. So it's gut flora. When you start putting that stuff back in, reintroducing that stuff back into a deer's digestive system, like corn and sometimes hay, it can't handle it. It can't digest it. The gut flora won't allow it to digest the food.
Oh, wow.
So it gets acidosis. And acidosis then, it's got a full stomach, it's not feeding, leads to malnutrition, which leads to, increased parasites and things like that. And the deer will, it'll develop, it just won't eat. It'll develop symptoms of malnutrition, like, you'll see a deer with a, feces on its rear end and diarrhea and things like that, and they become very docile and approachable, and it will eventually die. And
it's all very educational to me because I had no idea of any of that.
Yeah, it's called winter nutritional syndrome or something like that, and it happens by well-meaning people trying to feed their deer because they're afraid the deer can't get anything to eat. Unfortunately, what they fail to realize is that the poor deer have survived eons.
Right, without them.
Without their help, okay? So anyway, I thought that this deer might be suffering from acidosis. And then when I looked at the video footage a little closer, had that right ear hanging down. So that indicated to me that there was some trauma to the head. Could be some, and it was a buck, which also indicates that there's a possibility there of brain abscess disease. So Frank tried to call the DNR. I called some folks that I knew. They did actually go out and get the deer. The deer is on its way to the lab, which I believe is in Frederick. Will probably get a necropsy, and I'll try to follow up on that and try to, see if we can track that deer from the Eastern Shore to Frederick and see what the actual cause of death was. So
they put it down. Or did it just die?
I don't know. By the time DNR got there, it could have been dead. It was on its last legs when Frank saw it. It was the last he saw it. It was unable to move. So
I just hate to see an animal suffer.
So do I. So,
Yeah. Incidentally, I'm the guy that not to take up all your time, but I'm the guy that sent you the email on that hair, that peculiar hair I found.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Did you ever get it identified?
No, but I had a veterinarian over the house the other day, and I was telling him about it, and I knew I had it in a bag here somewhere, and I'm like, doggone, I don't know where I put it.
That's funny. Looking
around for this hair, and I'm trying to describe it to him, and he said to him it sounded like it could have been a small goat.
That's possible.
And, And that kind of makes sense when I look, when I finally, of course, after you left, I found it.
Yeah.
But, naturally. But the, looking at the tail, I'm thinking, it could have been a goat, I guess, but I don't know. There's no goat around there.
I don't know.
And the most peculiar thing of all was there was no carcass, no body, no blood anywhere. So whatever killed that animal.
Probably just drug that scrap off.
Entire animal with it.
Yeah, probably did. Probably did. I was watching one of the Outdoor Channel shows the other day, and it was the most amazing thing I ever saw. There was a guy that wanted to take a color phase black bear. I think they were in Alberta. And the bear wouldn't come into the bait because there were two wolves nearby. And bear finally got into the bait. The guy shot the bear. The bear ran off. They heard the bear fall. They get down, and it's dark. Okay, which is normal. So they go back and they find blood, and then they find nothing, and all they can find is drag marks. So they back out, they go back in the next morning. They figured that the bear pulled itself and crawled away, you know, that type of thing. Go back out the next morning, and the wolves had eaten the entire bear.
Jeez.
Except the paws and the head in one night. Interesting.
Wow, so, that's a lot of wolves.
That's a lot of wolves, yeah. So, all right, brother. Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks, Rich.
Good talking to you. I'm sorry to take up so much of your time.
All good, buddy. Thank you.
Have a good one.
See you. Thank you. All right. Lee and Towson, I appreciate the call. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after I tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. It's fishing time. They've got the bait. They've got the 24-hour fishing hotline. They've got the rod and reel repair. They've got the fresh line on your reels. They got lures for every possible type of fishing you could do. They have all the terminal tackle, all the specialized hooks, the weights, the swivels, the line, you name it. They've got it at Clyde Sports Shop, and friendly and professional service as well. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, off Beltway Exit 9, celebrating 60 years, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, or call that 24-hour fishing hotline at 247-FISH, 247-3474, 24-hour fishing hotline at Clyde's.
Square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Over 1,000 outdoor exhibitors from major manufacturers, over 200 seminars from top pros, nearly 500 hunting and fishing outfitters. If it's in the outdoors, it's here. See it all, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linux at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How high's the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats, 2 feet high and rising.
Lee in Towson, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan, good morning.
What's going on, brother?
I got a little update on the fish kill at Jaffa Town. The Maryland Department of Environment is still going monitoring the water samples, still trying to get a grip. That's what you said last week about algae.
Yeah,
but they're still looking at it as a whether it's going to clean up or not any time in the near future. Apparently, with the colder water, things take longer to dissipate.
Okay.
But that's about all I've gotten. And there's probably going to be something in the Bay Journal about it in the near future.
Okay.
The Bay Journal's pretty big on jumping on any kind of pollution-type issues.
Right. No, but nobody's calling it pollution.
That's the key word. That's the key word now.
No one's calling it pollution. I mean, they keep touting this particular algae and the water temperature and the fact that there was some type of an event and that type of thing. So yeah, they keep pointing that way. So look, there's not a conspiracy under every rock. There are natural things that happen. It's just so suspicious that it continues to be this. But we also know that the infrastructure as far as our waste management in Maryland is just antiquated. And it always casts a suspicious eye towards the infrastructure when you have a fish kill like this. And any time there's a storm, there's going to be something happen out there that just, is going to spill. What do we have in Baltimore at one point? We had 6 million gallons of raw sewage going in there every week or something like that at one point.
Yeah, out of the James Falls.
Yeah. So, somebody's got to get a handle on it,
It's hard to take out. I have actually seen some of the tops of these sewer lines and streams where I go catch crayfish.
Yeah.
And whatnot, and you see the tops of these sewer lines, and you know they're going to fail.
Oh, sure, no question.
I got one right near where I live at on the Seminary in Delaney Valley, and I look at that thing and I said, man, what would it take for a seal or a crack in these things? And,
nothing.
Nothing. Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
It done. Yep. So.
Years ago, my daughter and I did a little clip for Maryland Public TV promoting the fishing challenge. And I did that with Marty Gary from the Department of Natural Resources calling to me. And we did a thing on the Susquehanna and how we like to fish up there and whatnot. And that, Marty Gary was one of the first people to get that cranked up.
He was the driver behind it. There's no question about it.
Correct. And it's quite an event. My kids, it really was, especially with the kids.
Yeah,
it was. That's the key element with anything fishing and hunting and outdoors is to get kids interested in it. And he was really smart about how to get vendors and whatnot to donate and to get a kid interest. First fish type thing and whatnot. But that was a huge program. I like to see that.
Well, they had a good team. They had a good crew. I mean, it's been Marty's gone, Tom O'Connell's gone, some of the other folks that were instrumental in that are gone in the department. There's another new layer, another new level of people there. There's still some of the team there, but in politics and in state government, things change, and they change with. From administration to administration, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And, you know, that's one of those things where people have moved on, and you know, the budget's not there. There's always continuous cutbacks and things like that. And I understood it, you know, but
yeah.
You know, keep in mind, you can't fault the department.
No, not at all.
Because, you know, when you're saying, well, you know, last year the fishing challenge cost the department, let's say, $50,000. Okay, and what did we see as far as an uptick in license money last year? Well, you know, we lost 14,000 anglers. Well, then we didn't attract any anglers in. How many new anglers did we get? Well, we got 3,000 new anglers and we lost 14,000, you know, old anglers. So you got a net loss of 11. I'm just throwing this number out there. It could be worse or better than that. So, you know, you look at it and you go, so what did we get for our $50,000 that we put into this program? As far as publicity, as far as attracting new people to the ranks, as far as recruiting new kids and that type of thing to go fishing. And I mean, that's how the game is played. You got to look at it from the numbers game and from the money game. It's just life. That's just how it is. So.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, local fishing clubs are, you know, the MSSA, you know, they try to promote a lot of kids.
Sure.
And stuff. It's tough. I mean, it's tough getting a kid away from their damn.
No, I know.
Damn cell phone.
Yep, I know. And you know, unfortunately, here in Maryland, as far as hunting is concerned, we don't have a minimum age where a kid can is allowed to hunt. Like Pennsylvania is 12 years old.
Yeah.
You know, your kids can go hunting and go with you. Look, even though they have a minimum age, doesn't mean the kid can't go with you when he's 6 or 5.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Whereas fishing,
there was no more of a thrill in my life when I took my kids on the youth hunt and stuff. I mean,
sure, absolutely.
There was no comparison of any of my hunting or fishing.
Nope.
You know, first time anything. If I have the opportunity, I'm all over it.
I got it. Yes, sir. So.
All right, thank you, Alan.
All right, Lee. Thanks for checking in and thanks for updating us on that. I appreciate
okay.
it. All right, buddy. Thank
have
you.
Uh huh.
Bye bye. Okay, folks, we're going to take our final break, and then I'll be back with a few words.
650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. With over 200 seminars for the whole family, from pros, experts, and celebrities like Jim Shockey, Chris Brackett, Hank Parker, Arlie Ermey, and many more. If it's in the outdoors, it's here. See it all, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing. On the web at Hafer'sGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Okay, folks, listen, we're coming to the end of the show here, and some people are applauding already, and, you know, because we are. but I would say that next significant event is the Blaze and Camo Day. It's coming up on February 9th. That's a Thursday. We're going to be all meeting, as far as the hunting community is concerned, at the State House, front of State House, Lawyers Mall, February 9th at 9 a.m. Now, you can get more information off the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. It's also on our Facebook page. But we would love to have you. There's no charge except for, you know, for your parking your truck in the Naval Academy's, the stadium there. There's a parking lot right there. The third entrance off of Taylor Avenue once you make that turn off of Rao Boulevard. So if you get in there and, you know, get parked up by the plane that's there in the parking lot, that's the shuttle bus stop. They'll pick you up and take you right down to Lawyers Mall. Try to be there around 9 o'clock. We don't know if the governor will show up, but we've always had a good response with the lawmakers. And they need to know that we need to show up en masse. We need to show up with a crowd of folks that they understand that people who hunt are also interested in what they do for us and to us, or attempt to do to us. We have a lot of folks out there that want to restrict our privileges. They want to change our privileges. They want to attack private property rights. They think there are some people in the agriculture community that think the deer in Maryland belong to them, rather than the citizens of Maryland. When a deer wanders onto a farmer's property, it isn't his, it's all of ours. So, you know.